Now, this is the beginning of Channel One Right, for Marvin and Ms. Guthrie this Friday at supper, the 20th of November, 1970, on a new reel, Channel One Right. Channel One Right, this Friday at supper, the 20th of November, 1970, for Marvin and Ms. Guthrie, this on a new reel. This is the beginning of Channel One Right, this Friday at supper, 20th of November, 1970, for Marvin and Ms. Guthrie. It's Channel One Right. This Friday at supper, this 20th of November, 1970, for Marvin and Ms. Guthrie.
Fred and Kyle got out.
No, I hope not.
Oh, you got something.
Yes, you brought us some biscuits. What about you? Sit down there. Oh, shoot.
Well, I'm in your way now.
You just stay right there.
Yes, sir. Well, we're glad to see you.
Well, we're glad we could come. We left the work undone.
Well, Dad Brandy will work. We can do that any time.
Come on, man. Sit down there. Let me think you do something. Well, I tell you what. Let me get organized. I'm gonna let you help me cook the steaks. These little steaks. But we'll just tiddle around. I'm not as good about this as you are.
No, yeah, you are better.
Oh, boy.
Move over just a little bit, and then I won't be proud of you.
Yeah, and then when we can start to eat, well, you can eat right up.
Oh.
I'll tell you what, you probably be. Yeah, we're not going to do much in here. You can sit anywhere you want to.
Do you drink coffee at night?
Well, I drink coffee at night, or I drink tea at night, or whatever I can get. Water. Just anything I can get, well, that's what
I make coffee just for him.
No.
Well.
Well, your car didn't get out?
No. Not that I know of. And mine, you'll see.
Anywhere.
You know what? He's bothered about being in our way. Let me move both of them over on this side. Gavin, you can sit over. Let me move around here.
All right.
Okay, now Marvin, you come over here so we can talk across the table.
All right.
Then you won't be worried about. There you go.
Right here?
Yeah.
That's okay.
That's fine.
Good.
Get this old stuff out of your way.
Now. You sit down and talk a minute and let me get the stuff together.
You help, she's going to have to, say.
Well?
Does Mary tell me something? What in the world happened over there in your neighborhood today?
What?
Yesterday.
Oh, all I know, I called Juanita again today and asked her, had she heard any more, and she said that it was murder.
Well, I thought it had to be the way it was
said
situated.
Said everything in the house was all torn up.
Isn't that awful?
I went by there about 7:15 and I saw fire truck, making up the fire truck, triple pickup sitting out there. I stopped.
That's all
the mailbox.
I know. I heard it on the radio.
I said, well, the old fella's house must have got on fire. And I stopped and looked. No, I said, evidently he went out there and built him up a fire and they come up there to put it out, maybe.
Yeah.
So I went on. Well, you know the way the fire was.
You know,
there.
He got grass fire burned here a while back.
Yeah, he did.
Oh, he did?
Mm-hmm. Like they got burned up. But what would he do out there in that old barn?
No, he wouldn't have been out there.
Before daylight,
it was,
as cold as it was.
Yeah.
And it fell down anyhow. He didn't. I don't think he could have had anything in it because we was up there, 4 or 5 years ago, hauled him when we sold him that hay. And it was on the ground then.
Yeah.
Juanita said that.
I've been in that old barn. It was just an accident. Leaning.
It wasn't the one.
Well,
it
wasn't
the one
that the old house.
By them
it was an old horse stable or some kind.
Yeah.
Where those poles stick up.
Yeah.
And there was an old leaning thing there then.
Yeah.
Well,
but
that's
one
where
thing,
they found
it. It is just terrible. And you know what? I believe if it was foul play, I believe it was somebody that Mr. Boyd knew.
Why, sure.
And
well,
I believe that
killed
they
him.
Killed him.
Because
he knew him. That's what my belief. That's just too bad for anybody to do things like that and then run loose.
Oh, well, whoever done it, well, they'll catch him. Because, you know, ramshacking the house leaves fingerprints and everything else.
Well, that's what Juanita said she heard. Everything in the house was...
Last cart went out of there. They take some plastic pairs of that tire prints and get that.
Yeah,
why,
but there was too many cars on that sign, Marvin.
Well, there might have been a little bit there.
If there was any car sign, now, Juanita said that... who did I tell you?
Deputy does.
Some deputy or
lives
that lives back
Smith
there.
Back
she
there.
Called his name Horton or something like that. That was kind of looking out for him. Said he heard his shot. And a car took off. So that's all I know. Just what I've heard. And I got my... When I first heard it, I heard it on the radio, and it said the unidentified body found in an old field at McAnulty. And I called Juanita and asked her, had she heard anything? And she said no, and I said, well, I just heard it on the radio. And she said, well, if you hear any more, call me. But about the time I put down the phone, my Leola Abel at McAnulty called me, and she said it was Mr. M.J. Boyd.
Yeah, Mark.
MJ.
MJ.
That's what the way he signed his.
Well, it's on the box.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't. The way he has walked around out there, you know, and he couldn't see. Anybody could have just stopped the car and bumped him off or hit him or hurt him. You see, and stole him.
Sure.
They didn't have to go to his place. That looks like, well, I've been over there and talked to him.
Mm-hmm.
And he come out there and sit in the car with me.
Yeah.
And I could have gone with somebody, you see, and he could come sit in the car with me, and they'd gone in there and
sure.
Looked around. Not hurt him. They didn't have to hurt him.
I feel like that whoever did it knew him. And knew that he knew him or she or whoever it could have been.
Yeah.
So, therefore, to keep him quiet, they had to.
Yeah.
And another thing that I have heard this You know, some time ago there went a woman there. And he just let her stay there, you know. And she just stayed there. Well, Mr. Boyd told me about it. And his boys is the one that run her off from there.
Well,
some woman, I don't know where, from Gainesville, just or somewhere, went there and just...
She was the one that could kill that guy at Jones Lake.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Her name was Rosie.
And they give her just so long to get out of there.
Boys in.
That's right. That's been several years ago. And then since then, he's had families in there, so I understood. And he couldn't get along with them.
Yeah.
But, you know, just too bad to talk about it. And it is terrible.
It is.
Anybody have to give their life.
Well, we don't know whether the old fella had any money hid in the house.
You know, that'd be a constant temptation.
Sure. But I don't believe he had any money hid in the house.
Well, now, you don't know
I just say I don't believe he did, because he told me 3 or 4 years ago that he let Mr. Thrasher take care of his money. That make a note, keep it in his safe.
Yeah.
And when he wanted money, he usually went there to get it.
Oh, yeah.
He bought some hay from me. How come he tell me that? Because he said, if you want money, when you want the money, let me know so I can go to Mr. Thrasher and get the money. That's why he told me that.
Yeah.
Well, I know one thing. I just hope and trust to the Lord, if anybody did do that from me, that they'll be caught up with. I just hope that there'll be some way or another.
Well, someone must have did it, because I can't see that old fella getting up before daylight and hobbling out there feeble as he was last time I seen him walk.
In other words, he had no business there by himself.
None at all.
His children ought to take him, and if they didn't want him, put him in a place.
He could have paid for it. Why,
sure. He, poor old feller, he was just thrown away. He didn't have nobody but M.J. Bowen.
Well, he's hard to get along with, Miss Marion.
Yes, sir, I know that too, but still, Miss Marlowe, I am too.
Has he always been hard to get along with?
I couldn't tell you.
Well, he's peppery, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And little fellas are often peppery. You notice that? They sort of stand up to the right. Big fellas, they don't seem to care. He, up and before his wife died, and he was, got like this, he was a pretty... He took care of himself, didn't he?
That's a pretty well.
Look,
Well, it was a year or two after his wife died, while he'd tear out and walk just anywhere he wanted to go.
Take 2 minutes on the side.
Mm-hmm.
Think of that. In 2 minutes on the side, Margaret.
Will they be done?
You want them done. They're not thick, you know, they're those that don't want them. How do you like yours? Well done?
Yes, ma'am. I sure do.
I can't eat raw meat. Can you?
I don't. Not my preference.
Oh. No, I don't like rare meat.
Too good. Yeah.
Well, let me tell you, that meat over at your house is where we ought to go to get the meat.
No?
Was that?
You know, I'm going to start this going around hungry. Well, if anybody happens to ask me to sit down and eat, I'll just sit down and eat.
What meat was it? What kind of meat was it?
Oh, beef and steak and everything you all have. And always plentiful.
Well,
he might,
it's not, that's usually not so plentiful, but we usually try to have enough.
Well, when I get there, it's always plentiful.
Guys,
yeah. Come over here and make us a little coffee. I'd love to.
Okay.
I'd love to have a little, you see an old stool over here. You think you ought to measure it or just pour it in? You know, if people who don't, what happened to the
oh, look, I got it.
I think it won't take long. You're going to put this on later.
Okay.
You notice my habit? I just reach up there and have it right there. If it's not there, I can't get it again.
That's right.
Well, so you know, it's got the place you can't trust nobody.
That's I see.
I know. Your truck may be in the way.
No, it's just gonna take, he's just going to take a bag. I have to buy feed for my horses. And it's just cramped up.
And it don't cost anything.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, it don't cost anything.
No, it doesn't.
It's so cheap, so you don't mind it.
No, it's so cheap. No, it's just so cheap.
Yes, sir. Yeah, we'll get on the road here in a minute.
I didn't put anything on because I just wanted to wait till you all got here. I got everything else done. Except for
well, can I help you?
I don't want these cooked too fast. They have been being so good. I hope they're good tonight. Okay. We got on to cooking them, cutting them a little narrow, a little, instead of, you know, mm-hmm. buying Delmonico's instead of T-bones, because they cook, you can get them well done, but you don't have to have them. And I've had cooking too long.
Del Monica.
Uh-huh. These are Del Monica. They're the eye of the rib. That's the mm-hmm. the choice piece, you know. And he's the
go
ahead and cook our steak.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking we could change this right there.
There's plenty of time. I mean, we're not in any hurry.
Well, we're not in any hurry. You know, we've just been looking forward to this night, and we just hope you all don't have to hurry or anything. We guys said, now look, we don't care
we're
when we
eat. We're not in that big a hurry.
We don't care when we eat. Just let's have a good time.
Were you ready for the meat then, though?
Yeah, but what I'm going to do is, where it's easy for one person, for more than one person to do a thing.
Marvin,
you might be able to
help. No, it's just one. Well,
he'd
have to tell me.
It's just one little, two little bags of crimped oats down here. Yeah. I'll just transfer it. Well, I tell you, you just have to keep the doors locked.
I think whoever did that, I think that they knew what they were doing.
That's what worries me about being out on the bike. You can't never tell who was coming over. Well, as Marvin said, somebody knew what he was doing.
Somebody had seen the old fella. Probably picked him up on the road and went up and spent the night with him. Can't tell. I don't feel like, you know, anybody would have to have a real nerve, even if they didn't know the old fella, to go up there that time of the morning or night and go in the house.
Now, I don't know whether it was robbery or not, but that's what y'all need to say.
Well, I can't figure any other thing out of it except what would he be doing out there that time of the morning? That was, you know, before day. And as feeble as the old fella is, well, I just don't think he would have been out there in his right mind.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it would have been bad even if it wasn't, we'll say it wasn't murder, and the old fella just maybe lost his mind and went out there and built him up a fire and fell in him.
Yeah,
that would
be bad enough.
That would be awful bad.
Now, I'll tell you, that's the easiest way I ever found to get a little grain.
Is that right?
They just bring it right here and they'll even empty it in you. In your barrel, if you wanted to.
You got the water and the coffee all fixed. I got to plug.
Yeah, just get it in.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Who do you buy your feed from?
Seven Hole.
Is that O'Kell?
I learned that when I was down at the bull sale.
Well, you know, that O'Kell, people will favor you more in the game.
Yeah, they will.
Well, anyway.
Yeah.
I like to buy my fertilizer through Seven Hole.
Yeah,
somebody. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Yep, they sprinkle some on the meat?
A little bit. On two of them. At least. You know,
I.
You know what y'all want.
Well, we use salt.
You don't use salt?
I've not cooked.
He eats it at the school. Like me, that's what I do. I eat it at the school.
We'll have to work that out. It's sort of ambiguous, I say. That's the direction we got. Never tell you, Marvin. I used to just put in all sorts of time going out to B&G to get some feed. And you know, I'd always telephone, and sometimes I'd get out there and he wouldn't have it after he told me he had it. Well,
you know,
it's 3 or 4 miles out there from where I work.
I guess so.
And furthermore, if I didn't get from him, then I got to trot around somewhere else.
I bought mixed snap corn, and I think he had a few crimped oats with it, molasses or something or another.
Yeah.
and I just bought one bag of it Saturday. And the rates I paid for that would be $85 a ton.
Yeah.
It's really snap cold.
Yeah.
And B&G.
Is that right?
That's little sorry caves up there, kind of motherless, I call them. They got mamas, but they're little old heifers.
Yeah.
Don't give enough milk to feed a pigeon.
You know, the one man says it's still raining tonight.
No.
Well, I sure hope it does.
And I do too.
Oh, yeah.
It's been so cold.
We had two good frosties.
Oh, we had one or two. They just, yeah.
And all them beans and stuff they had out yonder?
Yeah.
They're gone.
They're gone.
That frost knocked them back.
Yeah.
Poor way look.
There was no doubt about it.
It's gone.
Yes, sir.
They had some tomatoes that they was going to pick, but they was going to wait until Monday, I think it was, to pick them. Well, the frost changed their mind on that.
Yeah.
They didn't pick them.
They didn't pick them.
They didn't pick them.
Isn't that awful? It is. Well, sometimes you think that
some
you get this
low-brown
frost, they call it, you know.
Right.
We don't need a thing.
But that was just a regular
frost.
That was just a general.
Y'all sure you want yours good and gone? Yes, ma'am. Yes. If I eat any, I want it good and done. You take yours up whenever you want to.
I eat mine just anyway. I'm just glad to get it. I don't really care too much. I've eaten out a whole lot. And if you eat out, I used to eat out all the time. And you just sort of take it with it where you can get it when you eat out.
We go to a restaurant, I tell them I want mine cooked good and done.
If it's not well done, then I send it back.
I can't eat it.
In restaurants.
They say you shouldn't eat.
Well, it should be a rare. You should eat rare steak.
Well, now, you know, I don't care how I ask for it. I ask for it rare, they'll bring it well done.
Mm.
If I ask for it well done, they'll bring it rare, just as likely to.
Mm-hmm.
So I never did have any luck in a restaurant. Never did.
Oh, I've had more good appetites spoiled in a restaurant.
You can do that.
Yes, sir. You just sit there and eat something that ain't any count.
That's right. Just waiting on something to eat.
Marvin, that bahia now, I wanted to show you that little bahia I planted down there. Come up. First time ever planted out here that actually come up.
Hmm.
I put it in, I forget now. It was early, way last spring, early,
mm-hmm.
late winter.
Hmm.
And out there. And it finally moved on off. And it seemed like the cows and the calves just loved that.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't tough like this old stuff.
What, Pensacola?
Yeah.
Well, they do love the young one better. That's the reason they say that you can just mow it about. You never let it get more than, well, when it starts to talk and proceed,
yeah.
Mow it.
Yeah.
And the cows will eat it better because it just keeps a young growth are coming on it.
Yeah.
That's
it looks like there's not much there.
That's right.
But a cow don't want much there.
That's right. I mean, you know, if it gets a good forage on it, it's tough.
Yeah.
And that's the reason I like the Argentine the best. It'll stay tender so much longer than your Pensacola.
And the leaves are wider.
The leaves are probably, well, I would say, 3 times maybe as wide as a Pensacola.
Yeah. So you got the growth down there.
You haven't asked us one thing about the wedding.
You're just coming to that, huh?
Yes, I was just couldn't hardly wait, but I didn't want to rush it. They said that you all talked about it. And I told her wasn't any use you talking about it. I said, wait till I want to hear about that too.
Yeah.
Amen.
Get these fool steaks up here.
But it's all over.
It's all over.
It's all over.
No, it's not Mrs. Graham anymore.
Ms. Whitey.
Ms. Hayes. No, sir, we just met him.
Juanita says Louise hadn't known him in about 2 months.
I doubt if she has.
Oh, really?
Oh.
Oh.
Oh, really?
He's, over the janitors at that university. You know, he goes, the people that goes around and does the cleaning, night service, day service. But he's kind of officer over there.
Yeah.
People that, well, he claims that he has all the shifts, you know, he dispatches them and all shifts. But that looks like a mighty big job
just,
to me.
When you
think
the
steaks are done, I'll just serve our plates.
I think
they're
done.
I think
they're
done.
Well,
and
we
I wouldn't cook anymore if you.
We done something.
I've got more.
No, that's a plenty for us.
Well, I got two apiece.
We had a
I couldn't eat enough.
Guy yesterday. We fired and then hired him back again this morning.
How about that?
That's news.
Yeah. How about that?
We fired him and come to find out we couldn't fire him. So what happened? The guy didn't show up Monday and he didn't show up Tuesday. So he come in, I got after him about being off and where were you at?
No,
and he said he'd been in jail. He'd been in jail.
I got my mind divided here. Let's get detail and hear that right.
Wait a minute, let me have to have French fries. I put those right between you because down I already have ours. The steak. And there's some salt on the table.
There is some.
Mm-hmm. A little salt over there. Do you want some ketchup?
No,
or anything like that?
This is seven.
Yes, sir. Just take a potato. Take a bite. And you was there?
Yes, sir. I came work us up Saturday night. She didn't know when it was going to be, but she wanted me to be there and stand up with her.
Oh, really?
So she called me Sunday and said, be there 7:30 Monday night. So we hauled buggy over there.
And you stood up with her?
Yes, sir. I wouldn't skip any vegetables. I'm just going to eat my steak.
Why, Miss Mary? Yeah. Marty, have some
vegetables. Have some.
And there's your salad, Miss Mary.
She's got a fine looking husband, but now what?
They say the blessing. You all say blessing?
Yes.
Sometimes.
Miss Mary.
Thank you, Heavenly Father, for these blessings and all of these. Jesus Christ. Amen. Yeah, she really got married. He's a nice acting fella.
Yeah, he seems just as nice as he can be.
And the children seems to all like him. Of course, they didn't want her to get married because she didn't know anything about him. She didn't know anything about
him.
Of course, that's nice.
What is that over there?
That's what she brought.
Well, what are we going to do with it?
We're going to eat it.
Give it to the birdies.
Guys, have a biscuit.
Let me down.
Give one to Marvin.
Sample.
Didn't these steaks nice and tender?
Well, I hope they are. Is that in Marvin's way?
No, it's not.
Let him have some lettuce and some salad there.
Well, I wouldn't care for any right now, thank you.
Okay, now we'll settle down here.
want a biscuit?
Yeah.
Where was it?
At the Methodist Parsonage in Mykonos.
Oh, yes, of course. Yeah. Well, that's a pretty little church.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't in the church, you know, because she didn't have a
it
church
was in
wedding.
The
just had a
and had
simple
the most beautiful
wedding
cake.
In the parsonage.
Had what?
The beautifulest cake. She had a nice little wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, did you bring the cake?
No, she had it, made it the baker.
Yeah.
Somebody did. I don't know whether she did or not. And they were going to, Juanita said they were leaving tonight and going to Virginia.
Yeah, well, I heard Louise say something about it.
Some
see,
woman was
to...
going to be buried over there this afternoon.
Well, in the parsonage.
Is this the salt?
That is the sugar.
Mm-hmm. Have some lettuce along with that.
I don't get too much.
Much. Mm-hmm.
It works.
It works. Mm-hmm. Got
some. Had plenty. Well, you know, you told us it was going to be this week.
Mm-hmm. But I didn't have no idea it'd be Monday night.
Well, we didn't know that until Monday, did we?
Uh-uh.
Oh, they didn't. You didn't. No, she called you Sunday night.
Sunday.
That's right. I think so. Mm-hmm.
She really called was. Me Sunday about 11 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, that's not too much warning, is it?
That's what I told her.
But she was at the house Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
Why didn't she tell us then?
Well, why he just made up his mind. Yeah. Steve White has called her.
Oh.
Yeah, how's that?
White had called her and told her.
Is he ready?
That they were going to get married Monday night.
And then she called you.
That's right.
Well, how about that now?
Marvin. Eat
some more. I have some, thank you.
And there's your
I'm enjoying this steak. I tell you, this is real good steak.
Isn't that delicious? Where do you get this, Miss
Bill Denny? Put this up special for us, I have you know.
Two
apiece, uh-huh. We've been planning this.
That's right. She's been holding it over him. I'll keep it after him.
Bill Denny.
That's the man down in McIntosh.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. He has good meat.
We've been buying most of our meat there.
Yeah, I went down there yesterday and got some meat and a chicken for my puppy. Yes, Marty. He told Marvin, what was it he told you one day? He said
who?
He had some necks or
gizzards
or something. Marvin said, no, I want a good chicken for my dog.
He doesn't have these all the time. He just has them every once in a while.
Well, tell me a little more about the wedding.
That's just all there was to it.
Who else was there?
Well, I don't know, just a few of Louise's friends. I don't know them.
Just a few?
Yes, sir.
And the family?
No, the family wasn't there. None of the family.
Oh.
They wouldn't go.
They didn't want to see them all get married. I think that they were was afraid that she was making a mistake.
Yeah.
I think she might have been, I don't know. But I'd rather not think that she was making a mistake.
Huh?
I think she's doing all right.
You think she's not made a mistake?
Mm-hmm.
Well, she didn't think she'd made a mistake.
There's not but one thing that I'm fearful of, and there's so much difference in their ages. Now, if he was that much older than her, oh, but she's 17 years older than he is.
Oh, she's older than he is.
He's 17 years.
Well, that's a good bit. And I think, you know, I don't know. It ought to work all right.
Louise claims she's not for 59 years old.
59?
Yeah.
Maybe not.
But I know better than that.
I was just fixing to ask you right if she counted the years she went barefooted.
How do you figure it?
How do I figure it? Just because I know good and well that Louise is older than I am.
Older than you are?
Yes, sir, she is.
How do you know? What makes
Because I know. She's every bit as old or older now. I don't say she is older, but she's every bit as old as I am or older. Because I know Louise a long time.
Way back?
Way back.
Well?
Marvin, I'm going to fix you no steak.
No, ma'am. I had plenty. This
I
is
got
plenty.
It for you.
I know, but this is plenty.
Has she always been sort of devil may care and all like that? I think that's nice. I have a feeling if she got after you, though, you'd know it. She could make it hot on you.
Well, she's got so much energy.
That's right. But you know something? She's never done nothing in her life but do just what she's doing.
Oh?
She never had a bit of responsibility. She don't know what it is to have to go in the kitchen and fix a meal.
Why, Miss Mary?
Or clean up her house, or attend to the wash.
Well, I thought she'd always worked.
Louise Ramette never done nothing. But just what she's doing now.
They go around and talk.
That's right, have a big time.
Go fishing.
Well, you know, that kind of raises her in my estimation. That's I'd love to do that too.
Mm-hmm.
If I could get away with it.
Yeah, I wish I could feel free like that.
Well, that's right. She does. I can see that she's always seems to have a good time.
Well, I thought I understood. My impression I got was that she and Hoyt were just poor.
They were. So that 75
come through. That road out there made her.
But she still didn't have to.
That's right.
No, ma'am, I have something.
Well, that's news to me.
Yeah, that's right. She's always had a housekeeper and a cook.
Always had a housekeeper and a cook?
She has a maid right on.
Sure she has. Somebody to wait on her.
Well, what do you know? What do you know?
It's just him, Paul.
Well, Dad Byrne.
Is that right?
Well, where did she... Was she brought up like that?
I couldn't tell you that. I don't think so.
Damn,
dude. I don't know. I think the pastors was always... pretty well fixed.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
she was a feast.
But you know, in the old days, you didn't have to have so much money. If you had a little property, you'd get people to work for you then.
You sure could. We used to get colored people to help us.
Yeah.
And you didn't have to pay them so much.
And that's right.
And they worked.
Pay them in meat and potatoes and syrup. Lard.
Is that right?
That's right.
Well, you see, they had to live too. And, I mean, if you gave them money, well, you'd give them so much money, but then you could give them so much potatoes, meat, lard.
How about some lettuce? You haven't had any lettuce.
And then balance it out with money so they could get their bread. You know.
Well, I can tell you one thing. That was sure a naming good state. Mm-hmm.
Well, that would really help them out.
Sure.
Because they get more rations from you than they would from
Oh, well, they'd be getting it at cost that way, you know.
Yeah. You'd give them a bushel or something,
sure.
Weighing it
mm-hmm.
out.
Oh, yeah. You wouldn't weigh it out. You'd just measure it or just estimate it.
Well, get up and fix you another steak.
Mm-hmm. I want to. Do I know any of them, Francis Presley? I don't know many of the colored people over there. Do I know any of them that work for you?
Hello, Frances. Did she used to work for you?
I imagine she did.
For you and me.
What was that old preacher's name that used to be at Micanopy, the colored preacher? Mm-hmm. That preached Hart's funeral.
I don't think so.
Well, his wife worked for Louise for years and years.
The colored preacher?
That's right.
Preach Hart's funeral?
That's right.
You know him?
I was just trying to think of his name.
Is he still around?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Over there?
Yes, sir.
Wasn't that sort of unusual?
Well, you see, he had worked for Hart's for so many years. Hart worked in the logging. He was a timberman.
Yeah.
And she had two white preachers and a colored preacher.
Oh.
This old colored preacher had worked with Hoyt, and Hoyt thought lots of him, and he done a good job, I want you to know. He sure did.
Nice.
Of course, he preached Hoyt what he had to say was at the cemetery.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But he done a good job. He sure did.
Mm-hmm.
Like Graham was a good man.
Was he?
He sure was. I haven't ever heard anybody, white or black, say anything against Hart.
I've had a plenty of things.
And he worked hard.
Yes.
Hart, I think he worked pretty hard.
Louis said, "Honey," said, "tell Mary and Marvin what Andrew said. That's her son." They went and told Andrew that they were going to get married, and said, Andrew said, well, to him, said, "Well, I'll tell you this much." He said, "Don't you never take off that false face.
Always keep the face you're wearing now. Don't
take it off, because if you do," he said, "I'm going to come after you. I'll be right after you."
Is that right? He just talks straight to
him. He talks straight to him.
That's one thing old Andrew do. He's straight and he means it.
And one of Louise's friends called me.
That's right.
I was talking to her, and I said, "Iris, I said, what do you think?" And she said, "I'd be darned if I know." She said, "What do you think?" I said, "I think like the little boy." And we was talking, and Artie told me, she said that Amber told him, said, don't never do nothing. He said, to make me have to come after you, because he said, I'll come after you. And when I get there, I'll get you. He made it very plain.
Well, he meant just that, too.
And I already said, he means it.
Sure he means it.
And that's her son.
That's her son.
Oh, that's Amber, yeah. Now, you know, I have heard little faint reports about Andrew in the past, but I don't know anybody, you see, who knows Andrew, who, you know, says everybody. I never had a kid to. But he's been right straight forward a lot of times.
That's right. I would care.
Well, where'd he get that? His daddy wasn't like that.
Well, his mother's
people. He gets
people,
it from the Zetrous Feasters, I guess.
The Feasters and Zetrous were kinfolk. Let's see. Louise's mother, I guess, was a Zetrous.
Well, he's just as nice a boy as I ever met. Andrew.
Yeah, Andrew's all right.
I met him over there at Louise's
thing,
you know. And he just as nice, amen. But he just means it ain't nobody gonna run over his mama. No,
he's just hot-tempered.
And then he'll back it up. You know?
That's right. I know. I didn't see this, but I heard it, and Louise told it. His mama told it. You know, his sister married a man by the name of Huggins. That was one either. All right, you heard something about him several years ago, I say maybe 3 years ago, something like that, about him finding a moonshine still over there close to Louise Graham's house in a swamp. All right. Then the sheriff come up there to, for some reason or another, and arrested that Huggins boy. And Andrew come out there and says, turn him loose. And they said no, and he says, I mean turn him loose. He says, if you don't turn him loose, says I'll kill you. And he had his gun, and the Huggins boy told him, says, you better let me go. He says, you can get me later, because he says he means exactly what he says. So they let him go, and got Andrew cooled off then. Well, he went on with him.
But this fella can naturally pick the guitar and sing.
Really?
Whitey Hayes.
Well, is that how she got in touch with him?
Must have been.
I bet some of her.
Y'all not going to have coffee?
I'm going to have them in this little while. I just poured you some. I've gotten some of her.
I told you I'd been over there at some of her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, parties, and she just loves those things.
I wish you could have heard them. They got up and sang, and her little grandson played the piano for them to sing, How Great Thou Art.
Yeah.
That was just beautiful.
Is that right?
Louise called me up. She might have just told me that. I don't know whether he said it or not, but she called me up. She said, Mary, she said, Whitey said that of all your friends that he had met, that Mary and Marvin come first. And I said, well, I really appreciate that.
Yeah.
I
was
going to say, I didn't quite catch that.
She called me up Tuesday.
Yeah.
And she said that Whitey said of all her friends that he had met that Mary and Marvin come first with him.
Well,
that night.
That was my nice.
That night. Nice.
That's what I told Louise. I said, well, I really appreciate
Saturday
it.
Saturday night's the first time we met the man.
Yeah.
You know, I kind of like, man, you can meet a person, you can usually tell, you know, pretty quick after you meet him.
Yeah.
Well, you impress your opinion about him, in other words.
We had coffee and fruitcake.
Oh.
Yes.
All around and talked last Saturday night.
Oh, he's jolly.
Yeah.
He just as jolly.
Oh, at your house.
Mm-hmm. They came, we got us up out of bed.
Yeah, we'd gone to bed and they come up there blowing.
Well, Dad burns.
And told us to get up.
Yeah.
They had something to tell us.
Well, Louise don't care. I mean, she, if it had been 2 or 3 o'clock, it would have been all the same to her.
Yeah.
Well, she sounds like a sport.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
So, isn't she sort of fun to go around with?
Yes,
she is.
Go hard, jump
with her.
And
yeah,
she'll ask you
to
sing, and if you don't sing, she'll sing.
Yeah.
And if he can play the guitar.
Yes, he sure can. He's a nice looking man, tall and stout.
Yeah, we've been out with Louise several times.
Yeah.
She said as soon as they got back from Virginia, we was going to get together. I don't know how long they're going to be gone. A week, I think.
Got 2 weeks, I think. You got 2 weeks vacation starting. Monday, I imagine.
Well, so that is something, isn't it?
But her children, they told her that they couldn't attend the wedding because on account of their daddy. But if that's what she wanted, they'd go along, and the grandchildren all went.
Yeah, the grandchildren. Louise's grandchildren.
And her little grandson
that.
Gave her away.
Yeah, he was father of the bride.
It was that cute.
Grandson. Well, I just didn't know any of this was in there.
He come to me and he said, Mary, he said, I want you and Marvin to come down to the river and go fishing with us. I said, come down and go fishing with you. We're going home with you. He said, tonight? I said, heck yeah.
Yeah, I kind of got Louise on that thing. She
Louise
got
looked so funny, and he said, hon, said, we're going to have company.
Kind of got Louise on that. I said, you've always wanted to spend the night with you. Now we're going to spend the night with you. She said, no, not tonight.
But her children didn't go.
Not a one of them. None of her people was there.
Except her grandchildren.
And I saw her brother the other day. Her brother is keeping the inspection station at Pfeiffer, you know? Hunting station. And he told me, he said, she deeply was in love. Well, heck, that ain't the first time that she may not like to me she was in love. So he wanted to get a room from me. Wanted to go out there and stay with me and Marvin. And I told him, no, I didn't have room for him.
Now, that was her brother?
That was her brother, John Feaster.
John is the one who sings.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's her brother.
And he takes care of the inspection station.
He's got that little post.
Well, he's Vinegar, isn't he? Is that the one?
That's the one.
Yes, sir. Yes, I met him over there and at the reunion. And I had him on my list. I'd go and by and talk to him. You know, just visit with him. And you know, I never did do it. And I
Well, you know, he did live at Archie.
Yeah.
He hasn't long been at Louise's. He's staying with Louise now, but since Louise got married.
Yeah.
Louise said the other night, I didn't tell her that he wanted to get a room from me. But her friend wanted me, Aris, in the talking, wanted me to let him have a room. And I said, how about you giving him a room? Renting him a room. You one of Louise's. And Louise said in the talk, she said that two was company and three was a crowd. It said she told him he could get stay out there in her little trailer.
Yeah.
And he didn't want to do that.
He wanted to stay in the house.
Well, that little trailer is just as nice as it can be.
But he'd have to back out there.
That's right.
Well, I don't see why he couldn't, going in for his meals, probably.
Main meal, he could.
Yeah, main course.
An egg, breakfast.
That's right, and coffee. He probably doesn't eat any breakfast anyway.
Art,
where
are you going, Faye?
Oh, excuse me.
For me to give him a room, but why don't you take him and give him a room?
Who would that?
Or Louise's friend, Aris Priest.
Aris. Between him and Wellston.
She wanted me to give him a room. Well, heck, why don't you give him a room?
Well, I wouldn't mind giving him a room for a while. I would not just forever. Because he'd be good company there for a while. He could really entertain you.
Yeah, but what would I do when he got on one of them big drunks?
You mean at his age?
At his age, yeah.
John Thaster's not too old a man.
What would I do when he don't give me no cake?
Can you have a little ice cream?
No, ma'am.
Marvin will.
I'm full.
No, ma'am. This coffee is about.
You're not gonna eat my sour cream cake and no ice cream?
I tell you, not. I don't think so. Not right now, because I'm just full up.
Yeah.
You know, since I started to work out, John, and eating sandwiches and drinking water, I don't eat as much as I used to. Somehow.
And that is beautiful. You gotta have a bite. Well, we don't have to eat it right now. We need it later. We're gonna celebrate some. Louise Graham's ready. We gotta drink some wine with a little piece of cake.
Now that's the end of Channel 1 Right. The first, the visit of Marvin and Miss Guthrie for supper on Friday night, the 20th of November, 1970. Friday night, the 20th of November, 1970. That's the end of the Channel 1 Right, or over towards the end of it. Over towards the end of it. Over towards the end of it. The end of Channel 1 Right. The end of Channel 1 Right. And the visit of Marvin and Miss Guthrie on Friday night, supper, the 20th of November, 1970. 20th of November, 1970. That's the end of Channel 1 Right, and the part of the visit of Marvin and Miss Guthrie for supper on Friday night, 20th of November, 1970. The end of Channel 1 Right, the end of Channel 1 Right, and part of the visit of Marvin and Miss Guthrie. Friday night for supper, the 20th of November, 1970.